Delighted to have the opportunity to assemble this morning for this period of worship, and delighted that you're with us. Now, when I think about worship, we think about this is the Lord's Day, and here we are again. And sometimes it's here it is, Lord's Day, and here we are again. Meetings can get that way too, can't they? That we have to have a spring meeting and we have to fall meeting, so it's our meeting. And you begin to get in this rut about what you feel about our worship and our Lord's Day. And so what I wanted to talk about this morning is our attitudes toward worship. Why are we here this morning? Why are we assembled? I mean, it's raining outside and you've got to pull that cover up over your head and just slept in and then got up around 11 or so and gone out to eat and had the evening to do what, afternoon to do what. Why are you here? And the answer that we ought to be able to give is to offer to God the worship that we feel he deserves that is there in our heart. When you talk about offering a gift to God, you come back to the issue of gifts in particular, just thinking about the idea of a gift. And as we think about a gift, it's important for us to know what the recipient wants for us to give a gift. Now, some of you might be gifted with that ability from the beginning, but that wasn't me. I remember when Sandy and I had our first Christmas, that I went and bought her this beautiful green dress. At least that's what I thought. And whenever I gave it to her and she opened it, I could see in her eyes, I never did want one of these. Now, maybe it's that way that you've had to learn that experience as well, that you bought your wife on her birthday a new set of socket wrenches. Or maybe you went over to Walmart and while you were there, oh, my wife's birthday coming. So you went over and bought her some pink socks. And when you got in, say, hey, honey, I was thinking about you. Here's the Walmart bag. Isn't that about what we do when we think about worship? God, I'm going to bring you my worship, and whatever it is, you've got to be pleased with it. And whether I put any thought in it or whether I have given any consideration for what you like, here it is. An older generation might have remembered this short story by O. Henry. Did you ever read that short story? I'll look for a few old heads. I'm not sure any of the young heads even know who O. Henry is. But it tells the story of this couple that loved each other dearly, and they did not have much money, and it was coming up on Christmas time. Della was the wife's name, and Jim was the young man's name. And they had a total of $1.87. That's all they had for their family when it came to Christmas time. And she's thinking, what am I going to buy for my husband as a gift for Christmas? And they had two things that were precious to them. Della loved her long, beautiful tresses, her hair, and she's constantly shaping it and putting it together just right and brushing it and just caring for it. And Jim loved her long hair as well. And Jim had an heirloom gold watch that his grandfather had given to him. And so they're thinking about, what am I going to do to get each other a Christmas present of something they really want? And Della came up with the idea, you know, Jim has that gold watch, but he doesn't have one of those chains to hang it from his vest and it go over and stick out where you can see he's got this gold watch. And so she went down to a wig maker and sold her beautiful red locks that she had, her hair, that they might make a wig. And there she comes back home on the night before Christmas, and she's bought a present for her husband. And when she walks in the door, he is so angry at her because she's had her hair cut. He loved her hair. And when she opened his present, he had taken what money he had and bought this beautiful comb that would go in her hair with a jewel on it, and now her hair's gone. And in order to buy that, he sold his heirloom watch. And she brings out her gifts and gives him the chain to go with the heirloom watch. Both of them sacrificed the most precious thing they had to make the other person happy. That's a sacrificial gift that is there. When we think about what we bring to God in our worship, what is it that we are going to bring to Him? Our worship is an expression of our appreciation to God. And God expects us to worship Him. Jesus taught the Samaritan woman, God is a spirit, and they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth, for God seeks those kind of people to be His worshipers. So here we are this morning. Did we bring that little red, that little pink sock wrapped up in the Walmart bags? Here, God, take it.